We're going to get into the Minnesota coronavirus update, starting with Dr. Joseph Eastman. He is, of course, an expert who's been with NASA, the LTIR, as well as Colorado State University. He's currently part of the University of Texas Austin COVID modeling team. He is kind enough today to join us to talk about some of his latest models that he has put out there. Dr. Eastman, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Well, thank you for having me on again, Matt.
My absolute pleasure. My absolute pleasure. I appreciate your intelligence and your science. It is very much appreciated. Let's start with the numbers and where you have seen. You were the first one that I saw that said, okay, Omicron might be taking this turn. We might start beginning ahead of it. It does look like with the current variant of the Omicron virus that we've got, that we do seem to have be putting this behind us, as those numbers are going down, correct?
Yeah, in fact, it's starting to drop a little faster than I originally thought. And now that my model's been updated with more recent data, I'm seeing that rapid drop off in the model results too, that agree very well with what we're seeing right now. So the next few weeks will kind of, you know, hopefully the hospitals can get through the surge and everything that's going on. Sometimes I think the media's some kind of forgotten about what's really going on. We're still got over 3,000 people dying a day. So, you know, it's still a very serious situation, but you can see a little light at the end of the tunnel for this month.
I give you an idea about the hospitals, doctor. One of the things which is interesting is I've heard from multiple people in the last like 5 days that the hospitals are now opening up for these kind of serious surgeries that had to be postponed because they were full to the rim. They're now getting those people in. Doesn't mean it's any easier for the hospitals. They've got to get this horrible backlog of surgeries and patients in. But still, at least we're moving just from being a 95% COVID hospital situation.
Yeah. Of course, there is no rest for the weary, and we still, hopefully, we can mitigate some of the excess deaths that come along with this Omicron surge. So,
all right. This is the BA1 variant of Omicron. That's the one we're dealing with right now. With the BA1 variant, what is your expectation? We're dropping. The testing rate is dropping in Minnesota. We're still one of the worst states there, but it is getting better. And pretty much in every state outside of one, I think, it's been a fairly steep decrease lately. What is your thoughts here? I mean, how much longer are we going to be dealing with the current Omicron strain? Do you feel by the end of this month, the end of next month, when will most of it be gone?
I would say by the third week of this month, we should be pretty much done with it.
Good.
As I alluded to, I think I sent you some of my most recent stuff. I'm incorporating what they call the stealth Omicron right now. And if it's as contagious as they say it is, a Dutch study just showed this, we could be in for another wave next month. So keep your fingers crossed. I hope my model's wrong.
Now, and this is what we're talking about, is what's being described as BA2, Omicron BA2. Where did this variant start popping up first?
The biggest case surge was originally Denmark, and then we started seeing it last month in Germany, and then of course France. They are both blowing through their first wave completely with this new one. Although I should say it hasn't been documented as well as it should be to have complete confidence it is BA2, but given what's going on in Denmark has verified it, and we're seeing cases in the United States that showed up January 28th, and I'm pretty confident that's what's going on. Even some of my pandemic experts that I communicate with have expressed kind of similar thoughts along my line of reasoning. So I think we're looking at another surge that won't be as strong as the one we just went through. So that's the good news part of it.
When they describe it as stealth Omicron, can you explain that? What about this variant of Omicron makes it stealth?
I shouldn't say it's pretty cool, but it is to us nerds. what's happened is it's actually not a new variant. It's called a sublineage.
Okay.
And what's happened is the spike coating around the outside of the Omicron virus has changed such that we're having trouble detecting it with tests. It's just not showing up in the tests very well right now. And that's part of the reason why it's likely not been very well documented in Germany and France, and why we're having trouble detecting in the United States. Because if it was here on January 28th, when we first started seeing it here, that means it was probably here, you know, January 10th through the 15th, somewhere in that kind of time window. So that's the biggest problem is detecting it with the testing right now.
Is it kind of in the same realm of that it just it's as opposed to Delta, when we compared Omicron to Delta, Delta wasn't was more deadly, but it was Omicron was far more contagious. You're saying this other variant is just as contagious, if not more contagious, but are you seeing the you know the higher death rate, or is it still staying relatively mild in comparison to the different variants of COVID we've had?
They're right now they're not seeing a significant change in the mortality rates. The most recent study I saw was back on January 4th or February 4th, I believe it was. Might have been the second. Anyways, the Dutch, you know, have documented with tens of thousands of cases, and they're saying that it's about 1.5 times more contagious. So we are definitely approaching measles-type territory with this. The good thing is our vaccinations, the number of people in this country, just keep increasing. They're not taking their foot off the gas pedal, so to speak. And I think that is helping out. And the other thing is people are getting a little more conscious about masking with the N95s. So hopefully between the two, we can stop this surge from being a really serious one compared to the last one.
Working with the University of Texas Austin COVID modeling team is Dr. Joseph Eastman, kind enough to join us here. So, okay, so sometimes you have to, and you do look at things like this. You look at things beyond the next wave. Are there any other variants out there right now that are giving you some red flags like, okay, we really need to pay attention to this one?
That's another good news item. There's nothing out there right now. I don't know if the WHO or the European Union or whatever have like gotten tired of doing this and they're taking a little break, but I haven't seen anything for close to a month now. So I think we're it's looking good, but you know, I go back to I heard a talk back in November, and it was an expert on genetic sequencing, and she explained the history of the flu influenza and how that evolved, and you know that was you know tens of thousands of years ago, and what we didn't have back then was 6 billion incubators running around the planet. You know, their population was very much lower at that time. So that's why you're seeing these variants come through the pipeline a little quicker. And what that means is it might be getting to its final state of evolution, I call it, so that maybe we are seeing an end to the variants coming. I hope so, but we can't say for sure.
Because that does sometimes happen. The virus actually evolves to a point where it becomes not lethal, not contagious. It becomes something else that, you know, it doesn't really bother us, correct?
That's right. And yet it can still continue its life cycle and, you know, keep reproducing and whatever, like influenza has done. Instead of just killing everybody off and then it's gone itself, you know, so, the genetics are pretty interesting of it. And she said back in November, this doctor that gave the talk that, she was feeling pretty confident that this is where we were heading this spring was towards, the COVID virus not evolving any more deadly variants, but more like this flu type of variant that we're seeing now.
One final thing for you is this. Are you still in the belief that, you know, that this could be with us, you know, COVID in some form could be with us, and to where we might have to get an annual shot like we do get with the flu shot?
Yeah. You know, when I run the model out through May all the way to June, I'm still seeing this residual population of the virus sitting around 5 million in the United States. What I'll do before the next time we talk, I'll run this sucker out about, 2-3 years.
Okay.
And we'll see what happens to it. And it will give us a little better idea. It doesn't take me too much time, so it'd be my pleasure.
Tapping into your intelligence and your numbers is an absolute privilege. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you for informing people too.
Well, I had the opportunity to talk to someone of your expertise. I'm going to do it in a heartbeat because you're giving us good information, and I think it's honest information. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but the reality is it's honest, and that's the only thing that we really need to hear is what the honest truth is. Dr. Joseph Eastman, doctor, thank you very much. I appreciate the time once again. We'll have you on once again before too long. Okay.
Thank you for your kind words, Matt.
My pleasure.